Checking in this morning with Cokeville senior Bradley Grohl. Bradley, how are you today? Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing great over here, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes of your day. I know you're busy. You got a lot of things going on. The reason, obviously, one of the main reasons we're talking to you is you recently had a chance to sign for competing collegiately at the University of Wyoming for track and field. Tell us about how that all kind of came to be and your decision to do that.
Yeah, so originally, throughout my high school career, like, I've enjoyed running, but I hadn't really ever thought about going on to college to run until last season. Toward the beginning, the assistant coach reached out and he was like, "Hey, do you have any interest in running in the future?" And at that point, my parents have always told me, keep your options open. And so I was like, you know, I'll just keep in contact with them, keep talking. And by the end of my junior year, I just realized, you know, I actually do love to run, and that's part of what helped me with my decision. But my senior year, it was kind of hard because, you know, I had gotten a little bit slower. I'd felt that. And so just I went back and forth on deciding, like, do I want to actually go run in college? And I went and sat down with one of my friends' moms, and she was like, you know, you only get this opportunity once. You might as well just go for it. So that's kind of why I'm going for it, because I love to run and I didn't want to live my life with any regrets.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it all happened.
That's a great answer. Bradley, talk to us about some of the events that you do for track and field now currently for the Panthers, and maybe what UW has talked to you about potentially doing once you're in Laramie.
So right now I kind of do it all. I do everything from the 100 meter dash to the 3200.
Iron Woman.
And the 100 meter dash, I kind of do the quicker races just to kind of prep me for my more main events, which are the 400, 800, 1600, 3200. I just feel like the sprints kind of get me ready for those races. And in college, they're wanting me to go run track and run the distance events, but also do cross country, which I've never done before. It's kind of a scary thought, but, you know, I'm willing to put in the work to do that. So I couldn't be more excited to go run cross country for them as well as track.
Well, I'm sure they're excited to have you as well. You're also a multi-sport athlete, like everyone is expected to kind of be in Cokeville. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us about some of the other sports that you like to do.
Yeah, so I also do volleyball and then basketball as well as track. And I don't know, I just love spending time in the gym, pushing myself athletically to be the best athlete I can. And that's one of the things I love about track. Like, yes, volleyball and basketball are hard, but track is just a next level of pushing yourself, especially distance track. And that's kind of what I love about it, learning how to push yourself mentally and physically. So
there's an old shirt I remember our coach here years ago had, and it said, "Our sport is your sport's punishment." so you distance runners. Bradley, talk to us about some of your other interests and things that have gotten you to this point in your life, and maybe some of your goals after you graduate here in a couple months, but not just for track and field, but what are some other things that are on the horizon for you?
Yeah, so this year I've had the opportunity to be the student body president at my high school, and that kind of taught me, because our high school is 7th through 12th, so I've been able to interact with younger kids and older kids, and throughout my time working with them, I've realized that I just really love working with younger kids. Like, yes, I get along with adults, but I just love the younger generation. So that kind of pursued my goal to become a pediatrician. So right now I'm enrolled at the University of Wyoming for the fall 2024 semester to go into pre-med. And then after that, I'm planning on getting into the WAMI program with Wyoming, with the end goal to become a pediatrician, because I love working with kids.
So lofty goals, both on the track and also in your profession.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're excelling in the classroom then.
Yeah, a little bit, but
what are some of your favorite subjects in school?
People are going to hate me for saying this, but I like math and science, and usually people are like, "Oh, those are the worst ones." But I don't know, my brain clicks better with those subjects.
Okay. So pediatrician, you like to run track and field, obviously, some things like that. Talk to us about your family and who your parents are and maybe some of the upbringing that you've had. It sounds like you've had a very assertive household in terms of sports and academics, and they want you to succeed.
Mm-hmm. So I actually used to live in Star Valley. We had a ranch up there, and then we moved down to Cokeville when I was about in fourth grade, and we have a ranch down here. And so a lot of where my passion and like drive and work ethic actually comes from the ranch with my family. My dad, he always taught me to put 110% into everything that you do. And I feel like that's kind of helped me on the track. And it's also helped me in my other sports, as well as amazing coaches who, you know, have always pushed me no matter what. And so, yeah, I feel like that's a big part of my success. Like, yes, I've had to put in a little bit of extra work myself, but a lot of it was, you know, the people around me encouraging me and always supporting me no matter what.
So to this point in your career, what are some of your favorite events and, oh, well, like favorite, I guess, venues where you've competed and maybe some of the highlights of your career? What are some things that stand out to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, last year was especially a pretty good season. My sophomore year, I kind of struggled mentally and physically. I wasn't as fast as my freshman year. So going into my junior year, I set the goal, I'm going to be faster this year, and I'm going to put in the extra work to do it. So I did that, and I was able to PR at almost every single track meet. And one that I especially remember was the BYU track meet to get our school record in the 1600. And after I crossed the finish line, like, I couldn't even believe that it had happened. I didn't feel, you know, as tired as I had in times before. And it was just crazy. And I know I couldn't have gotten to that point without my coach pushing me. And then also at BYU, I had the opportunity to be in Golden Hour, which they got rid of this year. But Golden Hour is like where the top athletes go and run. And I also had a girl on my team. She also made it. And so we were both in the 400 for Golden Hour together. And we both were able to have PRs. And the best part about that was after we finished the race, I just gave her a big old hug, and we were both just so excited because we had both major PR'd. So that was probably a highlight of my track career. That's, was last year running that with her.
That's fantastic. Talk about, you got about five, six weeks left in your high school career. What are some of your goals and things you'd like to finish up? What are some of your season goals as you wrap up your high school career?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast, you know, the end is coming. But this year, I've been focusing mostly on encouraging the younger classmen. And yes, I always want a PR on my events, especially with college coming up. But I think a big part of what seniors need to do is encourage the younger kids, because at one point we were those younger kids and relied on the seniors to push us. So my goal is not only to get faster this season, but to also encourage the future generations to get faster as well in their running. So,
wow, what a great answer. I was kind of fishing for, like, you know, state champ in this event, and you're like, no, you're looking toward the future, looking for inspiration for those kids. That's fantastic. Briley Grohl of Cokeville High School. Briley, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
What? Can you repeat that, please?
I was just going to say, anything that we haven't talked about that you might want to mention?
I don't think so.
Well, we wish you the best of luck as you finish up your season. Where are the Panthers headed this week?
We're going to Logan, Utah. So it's supposed to be 70 degrees and very warm. Not the best conditions for running distance races, but, you know, we're still going to have a fun time there.
I was going to say, we don't know how to handle that, Western Wyoming kids, but I'm sure you'll do your best. Briley Grohl with Cokeville High School. Briley, thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend and in the future as well.
Yeah, thank you.